I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the comics, analyze the candidates. Jimmy Fallon tells us what happened after Bernie Sanders received a particular honor from Gloria Steinem. Probably not the outcome Sanders had in mind. Stephen Colbert has some fun with the answer Hillary Clinton gave when CBS News anchor Scott Pelley asked her if she'd ever lied, and brings a kid with a baseball glove on stage to teach an eternal lesson about politics and truth. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Guys, here's the latest on the election. Bernie Sanders was talking about how he's a feminist at the Democratic town hall last night. And check out what he said.
Gloria Steinem, everybody knows Gloria, is one of the leading feminists in America, made me an honorary woman many, many years ago.
At which point he was immediately hit on by Bill Clinton.
It was very interesting.
And something has emerged. Something has just emerged just last night that is potentially damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign, and it's Hillary Clinton. It's true.
That President Obama was spotted at a steak restaurant in D.C. this week with Morgan Freeman and Tom Hanks. They didn't even order anything. They just closed their eyes and listened to Morgan Freeman read the appetizer.
Artichoke dip. Crab cakes. Jalapeno poppers.
Artichoke dip.
And here she is yesterday with our good friend Scott Pelley.
You know, in 76, Jimmy Carter famously said, "I will not lie to you."
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, I have tried in every way I know how, literally from my years as a young lawyer all the way through my time as Secretary of State, to level with the American people.
Some people are going to call that wiggle room that you just gave yourself.
Well, no,
Jimmy Carter said, "I will never lie to you."
You know, you're asking me to say, have I ever? I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever have. I don't believe I ever will. I'm going to do the best I can to level with the American people.
How can you be this bad at it? Just say no. Just say no. You're running for president of the United States.
And over at last night's Republican town hall, the candidates were asked what type of music they listen to. Donald Trump says he listens to classic rock. John Kasich said he listens to alternative. While Jeb Bush wakes up every morning hearing this.
Even Richard Nixon knew to say, "I am not a crook." He didn't say, "It has always been my intention, as far as I believe, I will do the best I can not to be a crook." Will you lie is the home run of campaign questions. You just say no and then touch all the bases. These are not advanced communication skills. Any child knows how to answer that question. And here to prove it is an actual child. Come on out here, Billy. Hey, Billy, everybody. Say hi to Billy. Hey, Billy, thanks for being here. Nice to see you again. Now, earlier today, Billy, I found this baseball. It came through the window. Did you throw this ball through my window?
No.
Really?
I would never lie to you.
Okay, I believe you.
Great. Can I have my ball back?
There you go. Okay. Billy, everybody. Not hard. It's not hard. Just do that.
Thank you, Donald Trump, for constantly getting into feuds, going on Twitter rants, and saying that you're the best. You're basically the white Kanye West. The same dude.
Yeah, that's me. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.